Don't get COVID-19, guys. Don't do it. I don't know if you guys knew, but it came back. Like, it was gone, like, during the protest. But then now the protests have calmed down and COVID-19 came back. So I don't know if CNN's going to put the death ticker back up on their channel, but it's back, man. Very scary. Florida had the highest, spike in, since this whole thing started. Maybe they tested more people. But, it's very scary stuff. So let's just keep our head on a swivel when it comes to it. That's all I'm saying. Not trying to freak you out, but I did see that hospitalizations are up, which is what we need to pay attention to. That's what I've been saying from the get. Very scary. The deaths are around the same. I think 48 people died today in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
That's sad. But, it was seemed like, it could be worse. So it's scary. Millennials.
Could be, and hopefully it doesn't get worse. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And it, like we said earlier, and I feel like I need to keep pounding this in people's heads. It's not about not getting sick or not getting COVID-19. That's going to be around. It's about keeping our medical system not overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have to go back and be locked down. But I honestly will not be surprised if in the next few weeks bars are closed again. Ugh. And because, some people are going to say it's a protest. Some people are going to say it's we opened too early. And it was the idiots
or
and went
combination.
To the beach.
Yeah.
And it's probably a combination of both of those things. Maybe if one thing didn't happen, then we wouldn't even have to worry about this. But I wouldn't be surprised if we're back under some sort of lockdown again.
Stay-at-home order?
Weeks. Yeah.
I don't know if people could handle it again. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to put the cap back on that bottle at this point.
Put the toothpaste back in the tube?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how you do that because people have decided and it's over. We're not going to go back to doing this. They can force you to close down your business. But then, are we going to get another measly $1,200 check to cover our expenses for 3 months or whatever it is? Like, that's not realistic. So.
No.
I think it's just going to be something that we're going to have to learn how to live with.
I'm starting to look for work from home type of jobs just in case, this happens.
Yeah.
And, my day job shuts back down or something like that. Like, I want to be ready. I want to be prepared, I'm starting to kind of look at these options. And, I've been talking about it. I'm revamping my home studio, but that's not something I'm going to make money with immediately, it takes a while to build up, YouTube channels and things like that I'll be working on, but,
right.
It's not going to happen overnight. So it's scary to think about. But we made it through the first stay at home order and, let's hope we don't have to do it again. Let's hope these numbers, creep back down and flatten down, now that, the protests have calmed down, and we're starting to get some good changes, in the works and people's eyes are open. You see a lot of people out there, even celebrities like crazy are talking about, how they were silent and they kind of, ignored all the inequities and all the crap that was happening to people that weren't them. And now people are starting to pay attention. So I think the protests have done what they should have done. But now we got to start really thinking about our grandparents and the vulnerable and everything again.
But I mean, at this point, it's probably too late.
I don't know.
I don't know. And like I said, I just don't think you're going to be able to go back and say, all right, we're under lockdown again. Everybody's going to go, yeah, no. We're not doing that.
Yeah, screw you.
So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
We've proven with the protest that you can't stop people when they want to go outside.
Yeah.
Can't stop
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
You can put a curfew, and you're still going to go outside, numbers.
You're going to tell somebody, hey, you can't open your barber shop because you're going to go, absolutely not. I mean, people were just out on the streets for 3 weeks.
Right.
You're going to tell me I can't make money to support my family? No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open. What are you gonna do? And at that point, it gets into, constitutional rights and and being able to, support your family. And if you're gonna shut down somebody's business, you have to have a plan to give them some sort of financial
compensation. Yeah.
And we're not. I don't think they're gonna do that again. Mm. So I don't know. It's a mess. And I think it's just gonna be something we're gonna have to learn how to live with for a period of time.
just try to keep your head together. That's my best advice, because that's what I'm trying to do with all of this. You know, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. I've never been more stressed out on so many multiple levels, and I'm not unique in this. Like, everybody feels this way. You know, it's like we have so much on our plate at the same time. Not a fat pun, but yeah, it's like, you know, you pile on everything that's happened in 2020 and still happening. And people kind of make light of it, and it's a way to deal with it, to kind of make a meme. You're like, oh, 2020, doing it again. Like, but it's a real stress point. 2020 is really effing us up. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm getting used to it, but my life has changed, and I'm sure everybody else's has too, in weird ways.
Yeah.
Like, I really, you spend a lot of time, you know, I'm single, I live alone, so I spend a lot of time alone. And I've almost, I don't know, I'm kind of okay with that at this point. And
yeah.
I probably shouldn't be. It would be weird. I think now it would be like, I don't think I really want to go. Like, I went and hung out with a friend. You know, we went and sat and had a beer.
Right.
But I don't want to go, and this might just be my age, like coming into full-blown adulthood. Like, going to like a packed, like downtown St. Pete bar.
Nah.
No, I don't want to do that.
No. Nope.
Part of me is afraid of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Part of me just doesn't want to do that.
Me neither.
It doesn't sound fun.
I'm just over it. Like, it's kind of annoying at this point for
me. Yeah. So, but it's, I've kind of gotten used to just being by myself. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And you kind of have these little, you know, Zoom meetings and Facebook chats and text messages. So you feel like you're still interacting, but it's not like human-to-human interaction.
Right.
And it's different. Everything's kind of moving on into the internet, and it's weird. It's not human to be living like this.
Yeah, yeah, we are, we're pack, you know, kind of mentality. Like, we like to, we're social creatures, you know, like we like to be around people. And they're even showing studies right now that kids are starting to really have some, it's impacting them because they need to be around other kids, you know? It's not good.
And they're not, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
It's weird.
Yep. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
What's up, Johnny?
Ah, damn it! What's up, Cherokee?
Hey, brother.
How you doing?
I'm okay with it. I'm kind of in the same pack with Will. I mean, I'm single. I live alone.
Weird.
But I'm pretty much okay with it right now, because I do believe that another wave is coming, and you know, the WHO and our government, nobody knows what's actually true about this thing. They're both telling us different things from different sides. Nobody knows what to do, and it's scary.
Hi, y'all.
It is.
Hey, Cherokee, it's me, Marine Rob. I'm alone too. Maybe we could well, don't laugh. I'm hurting right now. Maybe we can hook up. Maybe share an apartment. We'll save money, and we could be like bosom buddies. I want to be Balky.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Whatever. Don't be a bitch. Go to my Facebook page, and you'll see the whole layout of my apartment. You're gonna need to help me clean it. I'll give you $14 if you'll help me clean it tomorrow.
And keeping me laughing is why I love you, Johnny. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I fall for this country. I'm Marine Raw.
All right, Cherokee. Well, have a great night there, pal.
You too, brother.
Bye-bye.